You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Which is the feast of the body and blood of Christ, which is the height for us in the Catholic Church of God's love in giving himself to us in the Eucharist. Today's liturgy gives us the implication of what it means to be loved by Jesus to such an extent. By loving us and giving himself to us, God invites us to come and follow him. The love of God implies the call of God. And since God loves us all, he has called us all. Now, having been called by God himself, what then should be our attitude? Should we also begin to make excuses like his friends in the gospel today? In the first reading, God asked Elijah to anoint Elisha as a way of calling him to take the place of Elijah after his departure. And since God was present to the people of the Old Testament through the prophets, it became very necessary that a handover is done as a sign of God perpetuating himself. So Elisha received this call and understood that it implies leaving everything behind. And so he immediately sought permission to bid farewell to his parents. Of course, he was obliged by Elijah. We find a slightly different scenario in the gospel. Whereas Elijah did oblige Elisha to go back home to bid farewell to his parents, we find Jesus in the gospel telling us about the urgency of the mandate with which he wants his disciples to carry. No time for long talk, no time to bid farewell, just head on right away and take the message. It is that urgent. And you could feel the urgency of the message in the voice of Jesus. So when Jesus invited a young man to follow him, he asked to be allowed to bid farewell to his people. And obviously, he did not get the express permission from Jesus, as did Elisha in the first reading. What is therefore demonstrated here is a gradual understanding of the nature of God and his call to every one of us. In the Old Testament, the revelation of God was not perfect. And so the understanding of God was also not perfect. When Jesus perfectly reveals the Father in the New Testament, he also perfectly taught us how to understand him. Thus, rather than be a contradiction, the incidents in the first and the gospel readings show mankind's growth in understanding the call that God puts forward towards him. So So God's call demands our immediate and wholehearted response. No room for equivocation. He does not just call us to do something, but to become something. If he calls us to do something, then it becomes time-bound. And time now becomes a determining factor. It will therefore mean that once we are done with the task, with the mission with which we are called, the call therefore becomes ended. No, God calls us to become him. He wants us to be like him. And this call demands that we all become new creatures and putting off our old nature. It is a call to a new life in Christ. And so therefore, to make excuses means that we have not come to understand the richness of this new life. And that is why we demand some more time. We make excuses because we want to continue to dwell in our past, in our old nature. So when the Lord calls us to come follow him, he desires from every one of us a very swift response. No excuses. And this is the point St. Paul is making today to the Galatians and to every one of us. We have been called into freedom from the slavery of sin. And this is one gift that many of us Christians are yet to comprehend and to appreciate. Are we convinced that sin puts us into the custody of the devil? And how strong do we ever desire holiness in our lives? And so a lack of appreciation of the new life Christ won for us has led to a continuous decline in the consciousness of sin. How often do people still feel uncomfortable because they have gratified the desires of the flesh? By virtue of our baptism, we receive God's call to become Christians, to become children of God, to become members of his holy church. It is a privilege that is granted to every one of us, and it is intended that from this call and our generous yes to the Father, that we grow steadily towards him. So anything that comes to distract us, to make it very difficult for us to be able to reach our goal, our target, that we discountenance it. It is therefore God who calls us, and not the other way around. Even when we feel the desire to serve God, it is God who has put such desire in us. But for us to serve well, our desire must be purified. To the man or woman who opted to follow Jesus, Jesus laid bare before us the discomfort involved in discipleship. And he says to us, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Dear friends in Christ, how well are we answering this very important call? We can now begin to answer this question by considering how much time that we have for God. Of the 168 hours in a week, how many of these hours do we spend with God in prayer? How many of these hours do we spend doing charitable works, in talking about God, in living like Jesus? And so many of us still keep some part of ourselves away from God because we still delight in our old selves. Only those who have answered God's call in this life will be able to answer his call to eternal life. We have now come to the end of the very first half of the year. How have we resolved to become better Christians? Today, dear friends, we equally celebrated the memorial of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so today is a good day to seek the love of our Mother Mary, that love beyond measures, and ask her in love to help us in our struggle to come and follow the Lord, and also to be faithful to God's will for our lives. Today is also a good day to turn to Mary, our mother, and say thank you for interceding for the unborn. Thank you for the courage that Mary put in the hearts of those Supreme Court judges to overturn Roe v. Wade. And for once, we couldn't be prouder as Christians than this moment, that when finally humanity is beginning to realize the need to fix man. And once the man is fixed, our world is fixed. Once we embrace the culture of life over the culture of death, our world becomes better. Mary, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.